added towards the end of that particular season. The committee recommended to the Department of Tourism that other government departments should be engaged in advancing skills development in the sector. Important amongst these was a recommendation to include TVET colleges in offering coordinated as well as appropriate tourism skills development courses. And then the last point there, where an amendment was made, is in relation to access and airlift. This was basically to highlight how the tourism sector basically has a voice when it comes to airlift issues in the country, and how the committee has engaged various stakeholders with regard to this particular topic. So if you look at the second sentence, for instance, that's where the amendment starts, and that is the committee worked with the department to ensure that relevant portfolio committees and government entities such as the Department of Home Affairs provide ease of access to South Africa as a tourism destination and improvement in visa restrictions. In the sixth parliament, the committee convened a number of meetings, which included the Board of Airline Representatives, Airports Company of South Africa, as well as the Tourism Business Council of South Africa. And these were focused on discussing how airlift can be improved for the country. So the recommendation there to the seventh parliament is to basically to ensure that airlift is included in the strategic plans as well as the APPs of the Department of Tourism as well as South African Tourism. Then the next point that was amended is under number 3, which is still on page 6, right at the bottom, under key areas for future work, specifically in relation to how or issues that the seventh parliament should be focusing on. So here, this is the first point there is on the Tourism Amendment Bill, and it was just an addition to what was already highlighted. So just to read that out, the committee has identified legislative gaps in the tourism sector and will prioritize the amendment of the current Tourism Act. The committee seeks to make amendments regarding the sharing economy, tourism grading scheme, the tourism levy, and an added point there is broad-based black empowerment as well as tourist guides. So I won't read the entire sentence, but just the additional point, which is basically broad-based black empowerment as an area of focus when it comes to the amendment of the bill.
Page 8.
Okay, page 8, that's the third last bullet point of that particular page. And that is in relation to recommendations also. So here, the focus is on improving skills development in the sector. In addition, there is that last sentence highlighted in red. So just to read out the point as a whole, in the next 5 years, the committee may conduct oversight on the Department of Tourism, South African Tourism, Culture, Arts, Tourism, Hospitality, and Sports Sector Education and Training Authority, which is basically CATSETA, and the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, and that is to ensure that training programs in the sector are well coordinated and address the current industry needs through the development of an integrated SMME and skills development plan. And the highlighted point is in reference to TVET colleges that could be involved to coordinate training among all the interested and affected parties in the sector. Another addition is on that last bullet, which is focusing on working for tourism projects. Here, this it reads on, while the Development Bank of Southern Africa has been appointed by the department as the implementing agent for most of the Working for Tourism program projects, the committee may monitor how the department is building internal capacity for the implementation of future projects. The memorandum of agreement with the DBSA will be coming to an end, and the department has to advise how it will ensure the sustainable development of future infrastructure projects and the effective monitoring. The recommendation to the incoming parliament is that it may ensure that the department has established internal capacity to implement infrastructure projects as stipulated in the memorandum of agreement with the DBSA. The next point or next amendment is on the next page, and that is the fourth bullet from the bottom. So rather I'd say the fourth bullet. So that's a completely new point altogether based on engagements with the committee last week. The first amendment there is in reference to the merger of Brand South Africa and South African Tourism. So the recommendation to the seventh parliament is that it may continue to pursue championing for the merger of Brand SA and SAT as the two entities perform and sometimes duplicate similar activities. So while the issue has been put to bed or to rest by the presidency that this will not be happening in the future, however, the recommendation is that the seventh parliament should look into it as there are duplication in functions when it comes to these two entities. The next amendment is in reference to improvement of internal audit function. Seventh Parliament should conduct oversight, or intensify rather, oversight over both the department and South African Tourism. This is to ensure the improvement of audit outcomes and that issues are dealt with internally before being identified by the Auditor General. The next inclusion is on public participation. The sixth parliament observed that most challenges at community level arise from poor public participation in the implementation of infrastructure projects. The seventh parliament is therefore encouraged to ensure proper public participation in all infrastructure projects implemented by the Department of Tourism. And then the second last addition there is on a follow-up on forensic reports. The Department of Tourism has been slow in facilitating prosecution of departmental staff and companies that were found to have committed financial malfeasance and maladministration in the implementation of your infrastructure projects. Therefore, the Seventh Parliament is advised to follow up on various cases that have been opened by the department with several law enforcement agencies. There should be a follow-up on forensic reports commissioned by South African Tourism through the Special Investigation Unit staff seconded to the entity. And then the last addition there is in reference to destination development. Here the recommendation is that the Seventh Parliament is advised to conduct close oversight on destination development, as this will assist the growth of tourism in the country. The programs implemented by the Department of Tourism on destination development should also be closely monitored by the committee.
Page 12.
Okay, so page 12, number 5, and this is specifically on recommendations. This has already been mentioned, but it's in relation also to the Tourism Amendment Act, and those are some of the areas for focus when it comes to the amendment of the Act itself. So just to read it out, the 7th Parliament Portfolio Committee on Tourism should ensure that the Tourism Act is amended, as identified by the 6th Parliament. The committee may make amendments regarding the sharing economy, tourism grading scheme, the tourism levy, tourist guides, broad-based black economic empowerment, and the composition of the South African board in case the board is dissolved. And the committee may pursue maximization of tourism funding, introduce compulsory grading, and determine the regulations for the sharing economy within the tourism sector. The issues there that are highlighted specifically with regard to the sharing economy is on your Airbnb, Uber, etc. Okay, the next amended point is the second bullet, and that is in reference to governance and institutional stability. This is now the recommendation to the Seventh Parliament. The Seventh Parliament Committee is urged to conduct a focused oversight on the governance and institutional stability of South African tourism, in terms of a full constitution of the board, separation of powers between the board and staff of the entity. And this follows up on the Auditor General's findings and ensuring that the entity is fully and appropriately staffed to enable it to execute its legislated mandate. The addition there is oversight over the Department of Tourism should also be enhanced to improve governance and audit outcomes. So the focus should not just be on the entity, but both the entity and the department.
Page 43,
252. Okay. Under page 43, this is specifically on the oversight trips that were undertaken by the committee. and that were unfortunately not included in the previous document. So there, the first one is on, the other addition there, or the amendment, is on committee observations during those particular oversight trips. So the first oversight that was taken is at Harvick Falls and Mbokomeni in KwaZulu-Natal. So what I'll read out there, Chair, with your permission, is basically the committee observations that were added when it came comes to this particular trip, or some of the issues that were raised by the committee during the engagement. And that is the second column. There it's highlights poor maintenance of tourist attractions at the falls. The next point is on unattended community requests to municipality for intervention in the maintenance of the area. The committee also highlighted the fact that there's urgent need to uplift security in Harvick Falls precinct. It also highlighted that there's poor communication between Umgeni municipality and organized tourism businesses. And one of the other points is on the unrealized potential for Mbokomeni tourism. The next one is the oversight trip that took place on the 29th of March, 2022. And that is when the committee visited the Spade Boutique Hotel and Spa, which is based in Khayelitsha here in Cape Town. This was one of the trips that was not included, so everything there is highlighted in red. The objective of the actual visit was to assess township tourism development in the Western Cape. It was also to review the five-year strategic plan and development of the annual performance plan of the committee. So some of the observations there is that the facility is well established and operated professionally. The committee also raised the fact that the facility needs more exposure through marketing, and that there's also quite an issue that was highlighted, or concern, is the lack of visible policing in the vicinity of the facility, which in itself poses a danger to tourists. One of the recommendations raised by the committee was that South African tourism should be the establishment should reach out to South African tourism to assist it in its marketing of its facility. In terms of the recommendation, no response has been received as yet pertaining to that. And one of the follow-up issues that were highlighted is the inclusion of the facility in the Hidden Gems marketing strategy of South African tourism. And then the last point there is on the status of the report, which is basically which was adopted by the committee, both the strategic plan as well as the APP. The next oversight trip is on the 19th till the 22nd of April, 2022, the Vemba District in Limpopo. Just for context, in terms of the purpose of that particular trip, that was to assess the state of tourism infrastructure projects in the district that were being implemented by the Department of Tourism. And these were some of the observations that were raised by the committee during that engagement. That the road conditions are not conducive for tourism development in the area. There's also an issue of poor road signage, especially when it comes to tourism facilities. The continuous poor coordination, rather, between government spheres in relation to tourism infrastructure projects. So in terms of the involvement of the local municipality, there's poor coordination when it comes to that with the department in itself as well. And then another point there is the issue around neglect as well as vandalism of tourism projects such as the Ngobe Lodge, which is also in the area that the committee actually visited as well. And then if we were just to move on to the next one, which is on page 47. This is the oversight trip that was undertaken by the committee on the 31st of November, 2022. This is also a new addition to the report. So this was the visit to the Robben Island Museum, as well as the Long March to Freedom attraction site, which is based in Century City. So the purpose for both trips was basically to assess the contribution of historical tourist attractions to heritage development in the Western Cape, and also to investigate the level of support provided to heritage tourism sites by various government departments and entities. Just want to check here. Sorry, okay. So then the in terms of the observations that were raised by the committee when it comes to both sites, the first one there is in reference to the restaurant and visitor center at the Robben Island Museum, which have been funded by the Department of Tourism as part of the memorization project, the improvement of the facilities necessary to enhance basically the tourist experience at the island itself. Another observation by the committee is that there's a need for price differentiation charges between local and international tourists, as you find that the cost for Robben Island, rather for locals, is a bit too steep. I think when the committee went, it was about 560 plus or something like that. So this was one of the observations that this price differentiation, so you're looking at your pricing that was being recommended by the committee. So this may include specific periods where people are encouraged to access cultural and heritage attractions at reduced prices. And then the next point there with regard to Robben Island is on the guiding services. The facility should be able to keep up with the demand and carrying capacity. The visitor management plan has to be developed to deal with all the related carrying capacity issues that the island has. And lastly, there's a need for conducting extensive marketing campaigns and having special regime for senior citizens, schools, and other vulnerable groups and concessions. This will ensure that the number of domestic visitors to the island basically increase. And then an observation pertaining to the attraction site, which is on the Long March to Freedom, which are the statues that you find at Century City. Regarding the Long March to Freedom, the committee observed that the attraction site is underutilized at the moment and that the full potential of the site is actually not fully actualized. The following were the recommendations that were made for both attraction sites. That the Department of Tourism should ensure that tourist guides are given proper training to enable them to provide a proper narrative at both heritage and cultural sites. That the Minister of Tourism should engage the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture to ensure that the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture should ensure that Robben Island Museum and other sites of significance are accessible and affordable to all South Africans throughout the country. Another recommendation by the committee is that the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture, Basic Education, Public Works and Infrastructure, as well as Tourism, should convene and invite directors of National Heritage Projects to address the joint session when it comes to discussing how best to move forward when it comes to ensuring more affordable access to such sites. And then the Minister of Tourism should also engage the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture to ensure that the concessions for operating the vessels that ferry travelers to Robben Island Museum should embrace the broad-based Black Empowerment Act imperatives and be more inclined towards Black women and youth. When it comes to oversight visits. And then we're moving on to page 50. The amendment on page 50 pertains to the Northwest oversight that was undertaken by the committee from the 18th till the 21st of April, and that was in 2023. These were some of the committee observations basically raised that were not included in the previous draft. Specifically in relation to women in tourism that were part of that particular engagement. And these are the observations by the committee that illegal businesses should be managed through municipal bylaws in those areas, especially when it comes to accommodation facilities, etc. Illegal accommodation establishments must be reported to SAPS. I think the issue of noise pollution was also raised as a challenge by local businesses that side. there's a lack of support for women-owned products, and that poor road maintenance also affects businesses. And then the next observations are particularly specific rather to infrastructure projects. And the committee raised the fact that several issues were raised on the Lekgagalangwe game launch that must be addressed. This is specifically pertaining to the environmental impact assessment approvals that have not yet been obtained by the facility. There's also a lack of community involvement when it comes to tourism, issues around hunting and reputational damage, and destination image there. Another observation pertains to Manyane Game Lodge. The following issues were raised when it comes to that particular lodge, and there's the problem or challenge of vandalism, the lack of community participation in project conceptualization, as well as forensic reports that have not been tabled by the department to the committee. In addition, the committee also raised concerns around certificates and ID documents of beneficiaries that were found on the vandalized site, and that the training is not appropriate to provided is not appropriate rather to infrastructure projects. Also, EPWP funds were reallocated to buildings and not for community empowerment. Another observation by the committee there was in relation to Lotlamoreng Dam, and that is the need for improved intergovernmental coordination and collaboration. Also, the issue around the declaration of the Credo Mutua site, as well as the Anglo-Boer War concentration camp as heritage sites, that the department should actually motivate for that with the relevant structures, and also the need for improved community participation when it comes to that particular project. So those were the additions when it comes to the oversight visits, particularly. So that is it when it comes to the oversight visits. That was the last one. Just check if there's something else that needed was added. Okay, and then on the last page, which is the master attendance list, which will be finalized this week, which is not included in this particular document, but it will be included in the final copy. And that's it from my side, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Loni. I'm going to allow honorable members to comment on the report as amended so that we move. Noting hands. Honorable Manili, Honorable Bush, those are the only hands. In that order.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let's also welcome the amendments to the report. Chairperson, mine is only on one matter. There are instances where there's a sentence that does not make sense, but when she was present, she read it correctly. But where it's written in the document, it's not written correctly. For instance, on page 47, it says the improvement of the facility is necessary to really enhance tourist experience at the island. If that can be corrected, there's another one that I picked up earlier on. Chairperson, I will look at it and just indicate before. Okay. There were two that I've noted.
Okay, yes. Please indicate that. Honorable Bishop.
Thanks, Chairperson. Good morning to yourself, honorable members, our support team.
I was greeting yourself, Shepherdson, the honorable members and the support team.
Honorable Bushi. Tell you see my good tele my key because I'm vagani too.
Okay, Jim. Shepherdson, I also wish to welcome and appreciate the amended report. Shepherdson, just two things maybe, Chair, which I'm not sure we I think we left out, which I think should form part of our legacy report, Shepherdson. I did email Ugu Talk, but it was Sunday, and like the issue where we were able to deal with Mr. Mabulite under oath, which arose from the resignation of the acting CEO, whereby the procedure was not followed, the due processes were not followed. And the issue of the equity fund, which was halted by the equity, by the AFRI Forum. I think those two, Chair, are the things that came to mind as I was browsing over the weekend, Chair. But nonetheless, I am okay with everything that has been tabled here, Chair. Thanks. I have flu, Chairperson. Sorry.
Chairperson, is page 49, the committee observations. The committee observed that found that the attraction site is underutilized. If that can be corrected as well.
Did you capture those two, Ms. Lonnie? I see that there is no other hands. On the presentation as tabled before us for the second time. Now I'm going to move for the adoption of the report. Honorable Bush.
Thank you, Shepherdson. I move to adopt this as our legacy report, Chairperson. Thanks.
With amendments?
Yes, Chair. Yes, Chair, with amendments.
Can I get a second?
Chairperson, I second.
Thank you very much, Honorable Manili. That concludes the business of the legacy report, which is duly adopted. And I must also make a disclaimer that our support team follow the guidelines from the Office of the Chair of Chairs. The report is drafted as such, hence it starts very much confusing, for a lack of a better word. Key highlights followed by recommendations, and then it starts from there with the introduction. That's how the guidelines from the Chair of Chair we circulated, and I just want to commend our support team for following the guidelines to the T, and that the report itself is a true presentation of what has transpired, and it represents the deliberations of the portfolio committee. We are now going to move to our next point on the agenda. It's supposed to be correspondence, by the way. No. You must always have correspondence on your agenda. I received correspondence from the Minister of Tourism informing the Portfolio Committee through me about the appointment of the board. Finally, South African Tourism has a board, and that board was presented to the cabinet, and the cabinet has approved the board, and he listed the names in that letter. If you can just open the letter, it's Apple, because my phones are dead. I could not charge the whole night. I was busy with other businesses and responsibilities. And then she also, in the letter, highlights and informs the Portfolio Committee of the appointment of the new CEO of South African Tourism, who is Ms. Kuliwe Nombulelo. And I think these are supposed to reflect in the legacy report of the Portfolio Committee as the achievements after a very long time. Finally, there will be some sense of stability in the South African Tourism. The new South African Tourism Board consists of 6 females and 5 males, which is also a great achievement in terms of the representation of women in a men's world. And the males and all these persons, they are very experienced. They've got master's qualifications, law degree, PhD, and post degree. The appointments are scheduled to be gazetted in the coming days. This is what the letter is saying from the minister, and the letter he wrote to me on the 29th of February 2024. We are looking forward meeting these professors and doctors that are in this board of South African Tourism, Petra, hoping that in our meeting we will have all of them so that they are introduced officially to the Portfolio Committee. There are some familiar names that we see on the board, things that perhaps we'll reflect on when the time is right. And the board itself represents what is prescribed in the Act in terms of the representation on the board, race, gender, youth, disability, geographic spread, and. So we are yet to see what is on the paper physically, because we are unable to identify, for instance, who is youth, people living with disabilities, is represented by who and what have you. So that is the correspondence from the Minister of Tourism, and I think we really need to applaud her in this moment that we've been waiting for, as dying for, as a Portfolio Committee. So that's the correspondence, and it will be shared to all the Portfolio Committee members so that you are able to see the people that are there. If there are no other issues, At this point, I wish to thank all of you for attending this important meeting, and it's a full house. Reverend April is also in our midst.
Amen.
You know, that divine intervention comes in spirit, even if you don't say it in word. And our meeting, that's why perhaps it's so harmonious. Thank you very much, honorable members, to our support team. You don't fail this portfolio committee. You are always on top of the game. And the meeting is adjourned. Some of us are very exhausted. We are from Johannesburg, so we are attending the meeting, having landed this morning from Johannesburg. So it will also give some of us an opportunity to prepare for the 2 o'clock sitting. By the time it starts, would have in a safe place to log on that virtual platform. Thank you very much, honorable members. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.